Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Fucking welcome to another episode of Cowboy Up Podcast. I think it's episode 76. May now. Getting into the May. May 2nd. What a great weekend I had. For those that aren't my close friends or family or whatever. It was my birthday. Birthday this weekend. It was a good time. I'm 20, old 27. Tipping on 30, or the latter stages and the tipping point to 30, so damn near 30 and shit, about to get after it. Anyways, good day here. Yeah, good day here. It's sunny outside. I fucking had a day off, so I fucking did a couple, you know, my morning routine. If I do have a day off, you know, on the weekend or whatever, I'm not doing anything, fucking chill out and get some coffee, a little bit of brekkie in me, hang out, watch a Pat McAfee show, and then ended up watching a podcast, the Ken Roxon podcast with Bustin' on the with the Boys on there. That was awesome. It's inspired me to do a podcast now. So yeah, no, birthday weekend, it was stacked. It was a very stacked whole weekend from Friday to Sunday night. I was stacked. Friday, I had the day off also, and fucking prepped all day over at the farm. Got home late and just went straight to bed, and Saturday woke up and chilled for the most part in the morning time, and then headed over to the farm and had a photo shoot right away. Hung out there and just chilled for probably, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes, 20 minutes, and then friend Tori, shout out Tori. Go find her. If you're in Washington, maybe even Oregon at this point, if you're in Washington especially, hit up Tori Morgan Photo on Instagram, at Tori Morgan Photo. Did a great photo shoot. I've already sent out a couple posts. Did a mini cow shoot. She said a few weeks ago, she was like, we're doing a fucking, randomly too, she was like, we're doing a fucking a mini cow photo shoot. I'm like, all right, that's cool with me. So we did that, and then had a good time with it. I've never really done a legit photo shoot before, so I was kind of like weird and kind of nervous at first or whatever. With started up at the upper pasture with Romeo and one of the newest calves, Reggie. So I was kind of like, and the cows were being a little awkward too. Like, Romeo's chill or whatever. He's the OG. And then fucking Reggie, he was not about it. I'm like, motherfucker, I bottle fed you. Like, what are we doing? Like, help me out here. Make me look good. Come on, let's do this. So first session of the mini cow shoot, I was just like, that didn't go great. But ended up at the bottom pasture where the barn's at. And there's a gang of mini cows there. A few new calves. A couple new calves and a few older ones, and really chill. Calves weren't really about it. But the other, and Lily, my other favorite, she wasn't really about it either. I'm like, motherfucker, like, you know me. I guess maybe having two other people there didn't totally help, but either way, got some great shots. Tori's a great photographer, super chill chick. Me and her go back and forth all the time, you know, partying, drinking or whatever. So great personality and great photographer. She is awesome. She made me look good, made the cows look good. And then right after the cow shoot, fucking geared up and had a moto photo shoot. That was really cool. Those pictures I'm in love with. I gave her a couple examples, little samples from the old Instagram that I found, and from other professional racers that with other professional photographers. And so we had a good, that's great. I loved how the moto ones came out. I'm more than happy, more than hyped about that. So, and then, ended up, building a fire with an excavator and shot some guns and rode dirt bike a little bit and partied all night. Not all night, really. It only lasted till about 12 midnight 30 ish. But either way, thank all of my friends that came and showed up. It wasn't a shitload. Like last year, like I was telling people last year, I'm like, there was more people I didn't know than people I did. So I was stressed out last year. There was way too many people. It was annoying. It was stressful, and I couldn't really... I mean, I enjoyed myself last year for sure. I ended up just not giving a fuck eventually, but for like a couple hours last year, I was stressed. So it was cool. Everyone I knew, everyone that showed up, you know, like super cool people, rad people, real ones. The real ones that showed up, thank you. It was great. Wasn't a huge party, which didn't... There was no stresses. Very chill. And, yeah, it was a great time. Great music. Great people. Great times. And then Sunday, my actual birthday. Fucking woke up. I went to bed at, like, 1:30. And then slept on the couch. That sucked. It's been a while since I slept on a couch. It wouldn't have been so bad if I put the recliner as in like all the way flat. Like, your boy fucked up. Your boy totally fucked up when it came to how the angle was on the recliner. Like, I could have totally like made it flat, but instead it was like a little wave in the middle. So my hips woke up at like 6 o'clock in the morning. My hips were just busted. Like, they were not happy. So I got, you know, a few hours of sleep, and then ended up loading up and getting out of there, out of the farm at like 9 o'clock, and then going to Pacific Raceways and having a full on moto day there. That was fun. That was great. I did two motos by myself. I don't love this track. I don't love Moto Pacific because it's too tight for me, at least. I'm not a good enough rider, right? Like, I'm just not good. I'll get in a third on like the back stretch or whatever, and then the front stretch for a second, but it's a second gear track for the most part. So I'm not very good at tight tracks. I'm not great at cornering, especially when there's no like big berms like to ride on. So I didn't love the track. I don't love the track. Like, I probably won't go there again unless someone begs me to go with them. Anyways, had my rode two motos by myself, and then my family ended up coming. Shout out to my mom and my stepdad, and my little sister, my littlest sister, Mia. They watched two motos of me, which I was like, yeah, I'll be here for a little while. I pushed myself to do like the last moto, the last session, because like my third one, I just pushed too hard and the track was so rough. They till it really deep and it's all loamy and shit. So it got really rutted and really hard to ride. It's a really hard track to ride on if you're not good like other guys are out there. So it was four motos was tough for me. I was dead. I didn't finish the whole moto, the whole 10 minutes or whatever it is out there. So I was destroyed, but ended up having still a great time. Family was happy. They weren't upset that they only got to watch me ride two motos, which is basically like a race day if I'm racing one class. You know, make all that time and effort to go out to a track or whatever and watch for 20 minutes. It's not, you know, I feel bad, you know, feel like it's not worth it. But anyways, either way, I had a great time. As you know, on my birthday, it's the only thing I really want to do, like, is ride. So might as well ride on my birthday. It was a great birthday. Great birthday weekend. I couldn't complain. I really couldn't. I loved it. I had no issues besides, I have no problems with the whole weekend besides my Saturday night sleep. That one sucked. But besides that, your boy had a great time. Had a great weekend. So super thankful for that. Shout out all my friends. Shout out Tori. It was a great fucking time. Let's dive into Supercross, shall we? Sports show, big sports show guy, especially right now with Supercross. Like, I'm hyped. And this weekend, this Saturday in Nashville, guys, What a turn of events in the championship. What a crazy... And if you don't know, if you don't follow Supercross, man, it's wild. It's unfortunate and it's wild at the same time. Like, you've seen so many guys, you know, have these so close moments and so much potential moments and so much, you know, going on for them and what could be and what they're striving for and, you know, how hard they worked in the off season and, you know, how hard they pushed in outdoors. Cooper Webb going out like that in Nashville. If you don't know what happened, I'll explain to you. So, it was the 450 heat. I forgot if Chase Sexton was in there, but I think he was. But I know you had Eli and you had Cooper Webb in there. And the first lap of the first, I don't know if it was the first heat, but the 450 heat, one of them, it was the first lap. And you had Eli out there, and you had Coop out there out in front. I forgot if Coop was in the lead or not. I forgot, or if Eli, or they were going back and forth. It was the first lap. It was really fast. It happened way too fast. So basically, it was towards the end. It was in like the middle of the first lap, and it was a left-hander and onto a straightaway. And that left berm had like a really deep rut in it, and it was probably so hard packed that it was easy for your front tire to kind of pop out of that rut if you weren't angled right. So you would kind of cross rut. So I think that's what he did. I think his front tire, it looked like his front tire popped out, and he basically washed out, basically, in a way. It wasn't really like a real washout. It was more just cross rutting and getting sideways and crashing. And at first, my initial thought was, oh shit, like Eli took him out, which isn't an Eli thing, especially in a heat race. Like, now if that's Salt Lake City and you know it's going to come down to a win or whatever to win the championship, yeah, probably Eli would maybe make that move, maybe. But even then, like, if he didn't, I wouldn't be surprised. He's such a clean guy, such a clean racer. So I was like, at first, initially, I was shocked. I was like, oh shit, Eli took him out. And then I really thought that when Eli looked back. You know, he was like, oh shit, my bad. But that wasn't the case. I don't think Eli even touched him. It was just the front end kind of getting out of that rut and washing out in a way on that berm. And then, you know, if you saw Adam Cincirillo full pinned on a 450, hitting the back of Cooper Webb's head. That was rough. That was so rough. And it was rougher, you know, in between the heat races and the main event, where they showed Cooper basically, I don't know if it was his dad. I think it was his dad. He was hugging, crying and then switching over to him getting loaded up into the ambulance. That was so tough. Cause like Cooper knows it obviously. And that the season's over and at least the championship hopes is over. So it sucked to see it go down like that, you know. Granted, doesn't make Eli's championship, you know, wrap up a hell of a lot easier and less stressful as a fan and maybe even for him. Absolutely. But at the same time, as a fan of the sport in a whole, like, you don't really want to see that go down. You kind of want to see it go to the last race and see some crazy shit happen and have it be competitive and have it be fun and have guys come out healthy, you know? So, it's a bummer, dude. But that's the only bummer of this podcast. I won't get into this, you know, any more bummer segments in this show. Super cool for Eli getting that second place and Chase getting that win. Chase was super hyped that he got that win, you know, but if you saw on the broadcast, you know, Eli was just like, here you go, buddy. Like, I'm not trying to wreck myself and take myself out of the championship, possibly. So, let's just, here you go, buddy. Take that win. I'll take the championship. Kind of like what, you know, Eli did with Cooper in Atlanta. Just like, here you go, buddy. You take the win. I'll take the champion. Take the championship here in the future. So, super cool. Got Chase in first, Eli second, and then Kenny rounding out your podium. And then you got Hunter Lawrence wrapping up. He clinched the his 250 championship, so good on him. Sometimes, like, I root for Hunter a little bit more than Jet, because Jet comes in with all this hype, and he has so much media attention and so much, you know, so much around him, clout-wise and attention-wise, everything. Expected more, and, you know, as the little brother. And Hunter is like, what the fuck? Like, I did all the dirty work here. Like, this sucks. Like, I should be getting all this hype and attention and more, you know? So, you could see that, you know, Hunter just wrapping up his, you know, why I do that is because, like, he's the big brother, and he would, you know, he should get the big brother, you know, moment. And it's not Jet's fault, and that's not Hunter's fault. That's just how the world works sometimes with superstars. And some people, you know, gravitate. Sometimes people gravitate towards the other person more for certain reasons. Like, look at Kenny. Kenny's a top three favorite, if not top two favorite, in all of Supercross. And he hasn't won a Supercross title. A couple outdoor titles, but he hasn't won a Supercross title. Now he's a fan favorite. People gravitate towards Kenny. He's great. I love Kenny. Do I like him more than Eli? No. I think that's the, I think Kenny's more of a mass fan relatable guy. Catches more eyeballs. So anyways, how that translates to Hunter and Jet, it's just like, you could see Jet, like, is finally like, holy shit, like, I did it. Like, I was able to do what I want to do without Jet being involved, really. And I did what I was supposed to do before Jet really even got here, really. I mean, it wasn't expected of him, but I'm sure he wanted it. I'm sure he wanted a championship before Jet, you know? So, I mean, it doesn't really matter, but happy for the kid. Happy, happy, happy for the kid. 23-year-old kid getting his first 250 championship, especially in Supercross. It's huge. Super happy for Jet. On a tough track. Look, that track took everybody out. Not just Cooper Webb. Took Cooper out. Took Justin Barsha out. Jason Anderson got a couple times, I think, in qualifying. Yeah, in qualifying, in the whoops, I believe. And off that backside rhythm section. That was taken, like, I felt like everybody was going off that rhythm section for some reason. Just wrecking people. But, yeah, Jason, Justin, Coop. Shout out to Justin Hill, by the way. Washington, he's not a Washington native, I don't believe. I think he was born here in Washington. But either way, Pacific Northwest boy. So, always got to root for the PNW guys. Whether it's Carson Brown, Justin, Josh Hill, Chase Hymus over in the Idaho area. You got to root for those Pacific Northwest boys. So shout out to Justin Hill for getting a top five, battling even with Eli for a second, and Kenny. Lapper got in between him and Kenny, so that kind of sucked. But shout out to Justin Hill. Josh Hill getting a 10th. So, man, if we could see Justin Hill get a podium towards the last two rounds, Denver and then Salt Lake, one of those two rounds, that'd be sick. That would be sick to see him on top of a podium. Crazy track. Took everybody out, especially Cooper. That was the biggest bummer. Super cool, Supercross. Can't wait. I think Eli will probably try a little bit harder for a win in Denver, just because it's obviously Eli from Denver. He will try to get that win. And if you remember last year, fucking Denver was wild. Wild crowd. They would literally follow Eli every lap and be screaming their heads off. That was so cool. I wish I was there. Like, I remember when Ryan Villopoto fucking won his very first Supercross in Seattle. That crowd was crazy loud. Now, did they follow him in each and every section of the track? I don't remember that. I don't remember. I was probably like, I don't know, 14 maybe. I don't really remember that, but at the same time, it was so loud. It didn't matter. That field, that stadium is built for loudness, and that was like a football game for a minute. So, yeah, I couldn't imagine being in Denver with Eli, especially wrapping up on his title. They even know, like, Cooper's out. Chase Sexton's probably not going to get very close to Eli points-wise, so they might even be louder this year. Who knows? But anyway, super cool. The draft happened. I didn't even do a podcast on Thursday, I don't believe. I was just watching the draft. If we want to dip into football for a second, the draft was fun. Draft was cool. My first time watching the draft, like, live. I wanted to do a draft podcast. I didn't even do a podcast in general. I was so hyped for the draft, honestly, that I was just like, fuck it. I'm not gonna... I don't even know how that dynamic goes, you know, time-wise, speed-wise. I didn't know if I was going to have to pause the microphone 15 times to get a legit, cool, good enough episode to get out. So I was like, you know what? I'll take a ride in the passenger seat for this one, for this year, and then I'll figure out a draft podcast for next year, because I think that would be really fun. But yeah, draft was fun. Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Will Anderson, top three. Anthony Richardson going to the Colts at 4, super cool. I think he's the next Lamar. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know him enough. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, he's gonna be less than Lamar or be more than Lamar. I don't know him. I don't know. That's just what I could regurgitate shit that I don't even know. So, but I'm not going to do that to you guys. I have no idea, but I'm excited for Anthony Richardson. Now, if somehow Anthony Richardson dropped to us in the Seahawks at pick 5 and we didn't take him, I would have been mad at the Seahawks. Do we need a QB right now? No, we got Geno. We have Drew Lock. We don't need a third quarterback. It's not necessary. But that would have been fun. I would have been like, we need to clean up our defense and make it the Legion of Boom again. Yeah, for sure. But at the same time, like, Anthony Richardson is going to be fun to watch. I'll watch the Colts just because of Anthony Richardson. So congrats on Indy getting AR. I would have been mad if we didn't pick him, if he dropped to us somehow. So cool. No, we got a cornerback, best cornerback in the draft. Some can say super physical, physical as hell, you could say. Witherspoon. Is it CJ Witherspoon? I believe it's CJ Witherspoon. Out of Illinois, he'll be a stud. He'll be the trio with Tariq Woolen. So excited to get a good corner, and then we got pick 20. Pick 20, best receiver, they say, in the draft, Jackson Smith. So, super hyped about him. Which, I mean, I think we got Lockett, you know, how many years does Lockett have, right? I mean, his career, he's been super safe, anti-hit guy, receiver-wise. So, it's not like he's dipping down or anything. He had a great year last year. But I think he'll be like the replacement for Tyler Lockett eventually. Him being a third guy, which is perfect as a rookie. He doesn't have the pressure of, like, you know, Lockett's, you know, gone or something, and then you have all that pressure. He can be the third guy, you know, like, in the slot, and then just chill, right? He can just learn from Lockett, learn from DK, and eventually be a superstar, I think. I think that'll be fun. He might be like my rookie. I always pick a rookie. I dive deep into my rookie in my fantasies. When I'm drafting, I'm like, I know which rookie to take. Usually, I think he'll be my rookie to take this year. Last year, I picked Kyle Pitts. Or was it? It was his rookie year. Was it last year or year before? I think it was a year before. And then there was someone else I took as a rookie that I knew was a stud. Kyle Pitts didn't work out for me. I think I ended up trading him or something. But still, like, he was hot in the beginning of the year and then kind of dipped down. But anyways, Jackson will be I'll try to get him in my fantasy draft for sure this year. That'll be fun on the Seahawks. And, yeah, so cool. I don't really have all that much to really talk about with football right now. Not anything crazy going on besides the top five for me in the picks. Besides Will Levis dropping out of the first round. I don't really even have an opinion on that. I really just don't know these guys enough. I don't watch enough college football. I don't dive into the draft enough. I just like who's going to pick who. Like, the biggest thing was Texans trading up, getting 3 and 4, right? No, 2 and 4, or 2 and 3. Yeah, 2 and 3, trading up. They got Arizona's pick back-to-back, so, I mean, that was cool. But anyways, that's all I really got, 26-minute podcast. Short and sweet, not going to bullshit and waste your guys' time like I did last time when I got high. I just talked about nonsense for 40 fucking minutes. Anyways, thank you guys. I will have a podcast on Thursday, or at least I should. That's my goal. Hope you guys have a good fucking week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to the pod. Go like and follow the pod, Cowboy Up Podcast, on Instagram, Facebook, all that shit. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great week. Shout out you guys. We out.